In the name of Allah, the Beneficent, the Merciful. Assalamu alaikum, dear listeners of IRIB English Radio. Welcome to The Teacher. I'm your host, Muhammad. Glad to be with you. In today's program, we're going to talk about the importance of being selective about your friends. Stay tuned. Salamu alaikum. Welcome back, dear audience of IRIB English Radio. This is the teacher you're listening to. So, today we're going to talk about why it's important to be selective of your friends. Since our childhood, we start making friends with different people. This is mostly done in our social environment, and who you make friends with really depends on where you're living, among which community you're living. Are the people living in your region good people? Are they bad people? Are they Muslim? Are they non-Muslim? Is the school that you went to a good school where religious kids were in that school? And all these factors. These are all the factors that determine who we make friends with in our childhood. Can we really control this? Is our free will a factor in who we make friends with? Of course, it is. Let's give an example. Let's say you are a father or mother and you want to send your child to school. Are you just going to randomly pick a school which is close to your house without doing any research and going and seeing what kind of people are in that school and who the teachers of that school are in terms of their beliefs, the values they hold, and so on and so forth? These are really important considerations that you must make before deciding to which school you want to send your child. So let's say you pick a school which is, the teachers and the kids who go to that school, because of the way they were brought up, are not religious. They're not really religious and, in general, people with good conduct. They're not people with good conduct. Your child has no choice but to make friends with these kind of children, which are, so to speak, bad children, mischievous, and ill-behaved children. So who is to be blamed, you or your child? This is going to affect his adulthood as well. And this is because friendships, which are made during childhood, and this is a psychological fact, childhood friendships, loosely speaking, have a permanent effect, good or bad, on that individual's behavior and attitude when he grows up. This will affect children's friendship as adults as well. And they will make friends with, or we could say that they will stay friends with their childhood friends, good or bad, as they grow until they become adults. So the point here is that we are responsible. We have free will and we can change things. And when it comes to making friends, we have to be selective about who we make friends with. This is because we tend to behave similarly to our friends. If they're good, we try to be like them. If they're bad, we try to be like them. So the idea is that we have to be really selective about who we make friends with. And this is what Islam recommends. Dear listeners, you're listening to The Teacher, and now we will listen to Sheikh Salim Bimji, and we'll be right back.
بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته Imam Jafar al-Sadiq, may God's peace and blessings be upon him, gives us some guidance on our friends and more specifically how we choose our friends. Now obviously we know that this is a topic that everybody always has concern about because we all want to have friends whether we're in school, whether we're at the workplace, whether we're young or old. Because human beings are communal, we want to dwell and live within a society. We always look for people to hang out with, to be with, to spend time with. other than our families, obviously. And in this tradition, the sixth Imam, he gives us some guidance on how to choose these friends and what characteristics, you know, we should look at. Obviously, there are many things that can be said. We want to just give us one tradition today on the guidance from the sixth Imam. And he says the following about choosing friends. A person who does not befriend anyone unless they are flawless will have very few friends. Here in this tradition, the sixth Imam shows us that if we're looking for perfection in our friends, if we're looking for a friend to be flawless, to not have any blemish, to not, you know, make any mistakes, to be impeccable in their life, he says we're not going to have any, or we'll have very few at least, at best. Because all of us have some flaw within our character. But that doesn't mean that we just, you know, ignore it. We have to work at those flaws, try to correct them and remove them and polish ourselves. But he shows us if we were to only choose our friends based on perfection, if we're looking for flawless individuals to befriend, to hang out with, to be those people that we can actually spend time with, the sixth Imam shows us that we would be left with very few friends within our life. Because, let's face it, I mean, nobody is perfect. We all have little blemishes and flaws, and there may be some quirks in your friend, in their character, in the way they speak, you know, in their outlook on life, on their outlook on the world, which would differ from you. But that doesn't mean you discount them and just throw them aside because they don't have the same exact same mentality as you do. No, people have obviously grown and matured and in different ways and in different places and times and periods. And so we have to realize that everybody is different. Everybody on earth is unique. If we were to look for people who are flawless, people who are exactly as we are, to befriend only those people, then we may not find anybody in our life. But that sixth Imam shows us that don't look for those who are impeccable, who are flawless, who are, you know, what we would envision the ideal person to be. Take friends. Make friends who have those, you know, shortcomings in their life. Maybe you can improve them. Maybe they can improve you. Everybody is different at the end of the day, and we have to appreciate the diversity in humanity and in the ways we think and reflect and act. And especially with one another, when we are choosing friends, let us choose those who are not necessarily, you know, in the same line of mentality directly as us, but at least we use the criteria of Islam as the measuring stick. And then obviously we overlook anybody and any of their shortcomings and defects, just as we would want them to overlook our shortcomings and defects and our friendship with them. Wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
IRIB English Radio. Email us at englishradio@irib.ir.
أنت نور الله فجرا جئت بعد العسر يسرا ربنا أعلاك قدرا يا إمام الأنبياء أنت في الوجدان حي أنت للعينين ضي أنت عند الحوض ري أنت هاد وصفي يا حبيبي.
Welcome back to your audience of IRIB English Radio. This is the program The Teacher you're listening to. We were talking about how important it is to be selective about our friends. We said that our friendships as adults has roots in our friendships during childhood. Nevertheless, if you see that your long-time friend is not a good person, and he's damaging and tainting your future life in terms of what will happen to you in the hereafter, then why not just break up? I mean, it's true that you grew up together and everything, but you have to think about your future, your destiny, especially your religious life. Is your friend someone who is not religious, who doesn't care about praying, doesn't care about listening to unlawful music, watching unlawful love scenes in a movie, for example? then what should you do? Should you continue being his friend just because you grew up with each other? Or just say, look, either you stop being who you are right now, or I'll be forced to break up with you. If he changes himself, if he reforms himself, then it's good. It's okay if you're friends with him. It's really hard to do something like this, and it requires a really strong determination. But in the end, it's possible because, you know, we have free will. I mean, you're not forced to stay friends. You could break off your relationship at any time you want. The Quran says something which is really interesting and teaches us an important lesson. It says that on the day of judgment, some people will say, "Oh my Lord, I wish I did not make friends with such and such person." Why? Because that friend spelled my doom, and now there is nothing I could do about it. This is how important it is with who you make friends. As adults, we should freely choose people who are righteous, honest, and faithful in God as our friends. Just as a bad friend can make us miserable on the day of judgment, a good friend could make us prosperous on the day of judgment. So, we shouldn't try to make friends with any person, and we have to first see who that person is and what his beliefs are. Thank you so much, dear listeners of IRIB English Radio, for listening to the program The Teacher. We hope you enjoyed this show. Don't forget to log on to our website at parsetoday.com. Until next time, we leave you in Allah's care. La ilaha illallah.